FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're going to be talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. You talk about a lot going on, a whole lot going on. And I don't mean just in the next month or so. I mean going on the next day or so. And just so many fun things. Marlene Sewell is with us. She's one of, we've got a whole room full of friends here with us. But Marlene, how in the world are you? Pull that microphone right up there. Let it be your good buddy for the next few minutes. How's everything going?
Just fine, thanks.
Tell us what's happening on your end of the Parks and Rec.
I brought things for November and one December program, although there's lots more. Well, we can start with the seniors. And, you know, they're a big group, our partiers and stuff. And they just got done doing copper enameling with Terry Womack last week and had a great time. And Terry does a wonderful job of leading that with him. But on November 5th, which is, of course, Monday afternoon from 1 to 4, we're going to do unusual things with shrink art.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Not the usual kind of stuff, but we're going to do some different kind of patterns and some other things I've picked up to see if they enjoy that too. Actually, they like shrink art. One of the little ladies a couple years ago made bat earrings that were like 3 inches wide.
That's just a pretty good size, yeah.
Yeah, well, she has the head and neck to carry that very well. Then the St. Clair Classics are having a harvest dance on November 9th from 7 to 10 p.m. There is a $5 admission charge for that. And of course, these programs are taking place at St. Clair Street Senior Center, and they kind of host them for us normally. You have to be 60 and up, but if you need more information, you can call me or you can check at the Senior Center. And then on November 13th, something we started several years ago, we're going to have potluck and bingo.
Ooh.
So everybody brings a side dish, and Parks and Rec provides the main course. And so admission is salad, vegetable, or dessert, or fruit for 10. And a wrap bingo prize, and please make those prizes under $10,
okay.
Or if not more like $5. So that works. So dinner will begin at 5:30. We'll begin bingo about 6:45.
Okay. So those are all happening, and if people have questions about any of these, can they call you?
Yes, they can. 893-2141.
Okay.
Or you can email me, msewell. S-E-W-E-L-L at MurfreesboroTN.gov.
Sounds like a winner.
And then I wanted to put in just a little plug for December, December 7th, which is a Friday evening at, I think we're starting at 6:30, yes, for refreshments. It's our winter holiday dance, and we've been doing that since, I don't know, 1989 or something. So you can get more information by calling the Senior Center on that. It's 848-2550. And just ask for a program person.
And do you need to make reservations on that?
No, not for the holiday dance. We do like that for the potluck and for the craft classes, so we have an idea of how much food to get. The holiday dance, we just kind of plan for $125 to $150. There is a $5 charge at the door that covers the cost of the band. And, of course, then on December 28th, which is a Friday, we're doing our Rockin' New Year's Eve party at 10 o'clock in the morning. And lunch will be served about 10:45. You do have to have reservations for that by calling the Senior Center.
Okay, what's that number?
848-2550.
848-2550,
yes.
Okay.
And now we go to the younger set. For families, we're doing on November 2nd at 4:30 at Cannonsburg, and that is a Friday. Charge of $3 per person for youth. We're going to look for, it's Look for Circles Day. Did you ever heard of that before?
I've never heard of that.
I hadn't either, but Look for Circles Day. So we're going to do collages and drawings with circles, and all the supplies will be provided.
So there will be plenty of circles to see.
Yes, and to make and to draw and, you know, hopefully not put on each other. So, but they, and then on November 6th, for 13 to 17-year-olds, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because, you know, apparently we're out of school that day. So for 2 to 4 at the Art League at Kentsburg Village for $3, we're going to make bracelets for teens. And so all the supplies and stuff will be furnished for that, too.
So those are things people need to attend.
Yes.
Very definitely.
Because they have a great time and you learn how to do something new, and then you can do a lot on your own and teach your friends.
Hmm. Now, I understand, and hang around because you may want to jump back in. Ron Stead is with us from the Patterson Park Center. And I understand, hey, Ron, how are you?
Doing great.
I understand some pretty scary things.
Yes, sir.
You're bringing some frightening things for us.
Absolutely. last year, we had our first year of our haunted hallway, which we'll do again this year for ages 8 and up. We'll have one hallway with three rooms of a scary good time. It's free with admission into the center. We ask that parents, youth, and the entire community come and enjoy that event with us on October 29th, starting at 6:30, and it'll run until 8:30. And on the 30th and the 31st both, we'll have a murder mystery activity, which will unfold in the Patterson Theater. That starts at 4 p.m. It'll run until 6 p.m. And it's your traditional murder mystery. It's also for ages 8 and up. We encourage the entire community to be there and see if they can't crack the case.
Now, what date is that again?
That's going to be on October 30th and 31st both.
Okay. Is it a play or what?
It's a murder mystery, so there'll be a plot there that the youth and parents will have to figure out who's missing and who committed the crime.
And so that's all at the Patterson Community Center.
We have lots more at Patterson Community Center, but I'll actually let Trina Pullum explain a lot of the programs that she has going on as well.
Okay. Trina, how are you today?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
You brought a whole lot of fun things.
Oh, we're always having fun at Patterson Park.
Absolutely. Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, also on October the 30th, we're having the preschool pumpkin patch, and that's for ages 5 and under. It's a non-scary event that we'll have in our adult gym. The fee, admission fee, is $3 per child, and this is for children 5 years and under. And it'll be small carnival games appropriate for their ages. And there'll be a cookie walk or a cupcake walk and a costume contest and little carnival games and non-scary music. And it's a really turning out to be a very popular program, and we enjoy doing it. We'll have some assistance from the Scholars Academy at MTSU. They look forward to helping us out every year. So that's a real popular program that will be from 5 until 7 p.m. on October the 30th.
Okay, so circle that date. And this is also at Patterson Park.
Yes.
Okay, October 30th. And I understand, I've seen your name associated with, you're looking for some craftsmen also?
Yes, we are having a pre-holiday craft show at Patterson Park. It will be inside our adult gym. This will be November the 3rd, so that's going to be upon us pretty soon. It will be from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And setup is from 8 until 10. Vendor fee is $25, so that's a very good very good price for that. And get your Christmas shopping done early at Patterson Park. We'll have a lot of holiday things. And if you need some information, just give me a call. I have registration forms at the front desk, and they can also pay their fee at the front desk. And also looking for vendors. We're getting a really good response from our vendors, having a good variety of crafts to sell there. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be. What was the date on that again?
November the 3rd. It's on a Saturday.
Okay. And you're looking for vendors, craftsmen?
Yes, we have a good amount already, but we love the variety, so the more the merrier.
Okay. And that's the holiday, the pre-holiday.
Pre-holiday.
Now, will there be, in addition to gifts, will there be decorations and things like that for sale?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. There'll be a lot of people start getting out their Christmas things, crafts to sell, and getting in the Christmas spirit early.
So time to get some handmade Christmas ornaments and decorations and what have you, all at the Patterson Center.
Yes, sir.
Okay. There may be one or two people who don't know where the Patterson Center is. Where is that?
Well, a lot of people know where the Discovery Center is. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I start with that location and just go on down to the red light, make a left, and about a half a block, we're next door to Bradley Academy. School, elementary school.
Okay, so circle that date on your calendar.
And the actual address is 521 Mercury Boulevard.
Okay, easy to find, so if you have a GPS, just put 521 Mercury Boulevard in on it. And once you find it, you'll find it again and again, because they also offer year-around swimming inside. And that's always a fun thing. Nate, I know you enjoy going over there.
I tell you, it's a great place. That pool is so fun. You know, our aquatics division across the board is just prides itself on having, you know, swimming activities year-round. We do swim lessons year-round. We do different activities. One of those really fun things that we've done, gosh, since as long as I've been around, is our Spooky Splash. You remember that before.
So absolutely.
We've had all kinds of different themes. We've done kind of a Jaws theme. We've done different things to kind of try to scare people in the pool. And this year, the Spooky Splash is at Patterson. It's on October 26th, which is a Friday night. It's ages 7 to 13. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. Yeah, and that's an event where parents can come and drop their kids off, and it's $5. They feed them, they do an art project, and they have some movie going in the pool, and just kind of a scary little time. But it's all in good fun. So the Spooky Splash is October 26th, and that's always one of our crowd pleasers. And people do need to pre-register for that. And they can call Patterson Park at 893-7439 and pre-register for the Spooky Splash.
Okay, that's coming up this week.
Yeah, October 26th. It's like I said, it's a great event. And you know what's interesting, Bart, is people ask me, they say, you know, spring is your busiest time of year in Parks and Recreation, and we're very busy in the spring, but our busiest month out of the year, hands down, is October. As you can tell, we've just got a lot of stuff going on, and we're happy with the variety of things we provide. You know, if people are looking for fall activity, you know, activities to do, hay rides, spooky things, not so spooky things. We've just got so many things that people can do as a family, anything they could want to do. And across the board, geographically, we've got it spread out where we've got a lot of fun things going on.
Now, if I really wanted to go to a scary hay ride, I mean, a really scary hayride. You probably don't have anything like that, do you?
Well, we have a very scary hayride. It's enough that it scares me just a little bit, and I've worked on it for years, but it's a great one. That's at Barfield Park, starting this Wednesday, and it runs through Saturday. It starts at dark, and it runs, you know, till 9 o'clock in the evening, and that's a great one of the best haunted hayrides around. And one of the cheapest prices, too. You can't beat it. Becky's going to talk about our Barfield Bash here in just a second.
But oh, okay.
I can tell you, we've got just a lot of fun things going on this weekend specifically. We've got our haunted hay ride, or not-so-haunted hay ride, our new carnival over at Barfield Park starting Friday and Saturday. And I tell you, the carnival's going to be great. We're going to have lots of new prizes, different games, and it should be a great event. People look forward to every year. It's just going to be even better.
And, of course, Harvest Days, too.
Yeah, Harvest Days this Saturday.
Everything's coming up.
October 27th, this Saturday, is Harvest Days. And one of the awesome things that we're doing this year is, you know, Bart, you know very well, we've spent a year celebrating Murfreesboro's bicentennial. Mm-hmm. And we've done lots of events over the past year. It started last October with our bicentennial kickoff celebration. We had about 400 people in Civic Plaza to get it kicked off, and we thought it'd be fitting on Saturday, October 27th, right at the beginning of Harvest Days, we're going to have a bicentennial, kind of a closing ceremony. The mayor's going to be there. We're going to do a couple things to recognize some people, and it's going to be a neat little ceremony right before we start celebrating Harvest Days.
What time will that be?
That's going to be right at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're going to have a little parade of some old vehicles. The mayor's going to come in on a Nissan Leaf, kind of showing our future is, and it's going to be a neat little program. We're encouraging anybody You know, so many people have spent done different things throughout the city over the course of this bicentennial, and we want to make sure we have people who've participated in those activities. You know, the churches, some of those civic groups have done things. We want to encourage them to come out this Saturday and be a part of that so we can thank them for a great year of celebration.
10 o'clock Saturday over at Cannonsburg.
At Cannonsburg. It's going to be at the pavilion that's right in the center, and it's going to be a quick little ceremony, and we're just going to thank everybody and just kind of honor the year of recognition of Murfreesboro's bicentennial. And I tell you, Bart, it's been a great year. I look back at all the things that have happened, and we've done a lot of awesome things. The community's really come together, and I think it's something they'll be talking about for a while.
Our hats off to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, because you folks coordinated the whole thing.
Well, yeah, Angela Jackson, our assistant director, did just an excellent job. She really was the leader in that, making sure all the events and everything got put on a calendar and kind of came together and just organized. And our department played a big role in getting some things together. And we look back and all the things that we've done, I think we're really proud of that. But I think what we would say is that we're just excited about how the community poured in and made some of these events really special.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about all of these things and continuing in detail on these things. So that's coming up. This weekend's going to be a big weekend. You're going to have to get up early and stay up late.
I tell you, you do not want to miss this weekend in Parks and Recreation. It's going to be a great one.
So Harvest Days, the big event wrapping up the bicentennial. The activities over at Barfield Park.
The Spooky Splash.
The Spooky Splash.
On top of just our normal daily operating at all of our facilities, it's going to be awesome.
And I understand just down the road at Bradley Academy, they're having their Heritage Days.
They are, yes.
With the Turnip Green Cook-Off. Well, you're just going to have to be alive and jumping all this weekend.
And it looks like the weather's going to be pretty good most of the weekend.
Yeah,
so
yeah. The trees are gorgeous out there.
They are. We just had you're familiar with our Triborough Race Series. We do the triathlon, the kids' runs, and we just had a trail run this past weekend. Rachel was out there, and we did it at Barfield Park, and it was just beautiful. The pictures that we got from those kids, but the important thing is that we had, you know, over 130 kids out there running in a race, a two-mile race, just being out there and active, and that's really what we're all about. It's a great event, and we're excited to keep on putting events like that on.
A lot of people have gone to New England and things like that to see the leaves, colorful leaves. You can go to Barfield Park.
You can go to the Greenway. You can go to Barfield Park. You can go to Old Fort Park. I mean, there's some great scenery. I was out at Old Fort Park this past Sunday, and just the leaves are changing. It's just a great place to be.
Check out one of our parks, and you will have a ball. You don't have to drive a long distance, and you get to see the beautiful leaves for this fall season. Tell you what let's do. We're going to pause for just a moment. We will be back, and we'll continue the conversation. In fact, we'll be entering the segment of the program where we open up the lines and let you join us. Rachel is going to be joining us, Becky. We're going to twist Nate's arm to see if we can't keep him here. Marlene is standing by. Just everybody from Parks and Rec are here with us this morning. And this is the week of fun for Parks and Rec here in Murfreesboro. Stay with us.
Now more than ever, count on WGNS. Locally owned, locally operated, and responding to your local opinions. Issues that impact the heart of Tennessee.
Ford of Murfreesboro has just been named the number one Shelby Cobra dealership in the United States. Test drive the Shelby Cobra that has the all-new supercharged 5.8-liter V8. Ford of Murfreesboro was also named the number three dealer in the U.S. for selling the Mustang Roush. Come test drive and take home a new 540-horsepower Stage 3 Mustang from Roush today. Ford of Murfreesboro, your Roush and Cobra headquarters. On Broad at Northfield Boulevard and online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
The antique and estate jewelry sale is back by popular demand at Bell Jewelers. It'll be Wednesday, October the 24th, from 10 in the morning until 7 at night. Beautiful antique and estate jewelry. And as before, they'll have some celebrity pieces for sale, like Bob Hope's watch that they had last year, or one of Doris Day's necklaces. Circle that date, Wednesday, October 24th, for the antique and estate sale at Bell Jewelers. That is tomorrow. Tomorrow at Bell Jewelers.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Alignments, brakes, air conditioner, and emissions repair. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407 on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. We've got quite a bit of congestion still. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Fort Parkway at Chapman Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kayson Lane, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. Also, Broad at Church, Broad and Memorial, still very busy traffic for us this morning. I-24 into downtown Nashville, bit of a slowdown around the Bell Road exit. Halloween 2012 is the party event of the year all over Nashville. Be the best you can be in one-of-a-kind costume from head to toe from Performance Studios located at 523 West Thompson Lane. Call 256-0070. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Plenty of sunshine for the forecast area today. A high in the low 80s. We'll have a light south wind. Clear skies tonight, low of 52. Sunshine Wednesday, 82 for a high. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Currently 55.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Sarah Beth is scared to death as she sits holding her mom.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, and you'd be scared, too, if you went to one of those haunted hay rides. Coming up, starting tomorrow, is that right? The haunted hay ride, the yep. Frightening, the really scary one.
Yeah, the haunted hay ride starts tomorrow night.
At dark.
Yeah, we'll start selling tickets at 5. And, you know, for some of the people who might be listening who, like youth groups, is really who come through a lot on Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. So people can come through. There's not a long line on Wednesday nights. And Becky's going to talk a lot about what we have going on for the rest of this week when it comes to Haunted Hayride, not so Haunted Hayride.
Becky Johnson with us today. Hey, Becky, tell us about the Barfield happenings going on.
Okay, well, as Nate said, our Old Scream Road starts tomorrow, Wednesday. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It starts at dark until, and then they sell tickets till 9.
What is dark, around 7:30 or 8 o'clock, something like that?
It depends.
Every I think night. It's a little earlier
it's,
than that.
It's earlier than that.
Earlier than that.
We'll go as soon as we can, you know, get the trail ready and make sure it's...
Because you have the...
Once it's scary enough, we'll start the hayride.
The less scary one is earlier.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, the not-so-haunted hayride is Friday night and Saturday night, and that runs from 5 to 7.
Okay.
And that also is 5 to 7, meaning that's when they sell the tickets. If mm-hmm. there's still a line, they'll keep going. But they've gotten really, they've done a good job at being prepared for the lines. Last year they had several tractors with the wagons out there, and I think the lines were, they just kept them moving. So the lines weren't long last year like they had been in the past. So they've really got that down to a science now. So it's not as much of a wait as it's been. I mean, there might be a little wait because, you know, it's popular. Everybody comes out for a haunted hayride and are not haunted. But they've really done a good job at making sure we have plenty of wagons running for that. And this year, the not-so-haunted hayride is the Littlest Owl.
The Littlest Owl.
Little Owl's Night.
Little Owl's Night. That's why I looked at Rachel as I said it. I'm like, I'm going to mess it up.
What is it, a book, Rachel?
It is. The last couple of years, we've taken a children's book and brought it to life on the trail. So this year, it's about a little owl and his adventures that he has one night. It's really cute.
I understand an owl told me that you could get a copy of that over at the Wilderness Station.
Well, you can. They're going fast. We only have a couple left.
Okay.
But it's a great book.
And that's a good opportunity for parents or grandparents to read the book to their child before you go over here.
Definitely. So we're getting some literacy in there, and all kids love to be read to, and those that are learning to read can read parts of this book, and then they can hop on a hay wagon and watch it come to life. It's really cute.
Sounds good. Now, on these hay rides, what do you do? The kids just sit on them and ride through, or What happens?
They stay on the hayride, and that's for safety purposes, but there's so much to see, especially the little kids are so funny because it's like their heads just swivel around. They're trying to take it all in, and they'll pass a scene, and they'll keep looking as long as they can before they get to the next scene. And it's like Rachel said with this book, I know my daughter's first grade teacher is reading them that story because she plans on bringing her children out. And she's taken it to the whole classroom. Mm-hmm. So they've been able to incorporate it there and then encourage them to come on out. I know Girl Scout troops do the same thing and come on out to the not-so-haunted hayride because, you know, let's face it, Old Scream Road is a little too scary for the little ones.
You know, one of the great things about Barfield Bash is we've got the carnival for, you know, for everybody. The carnival is just a great time for families to come together, but we offer two distinct different types of hayrides. There's the not-so-haunted, which is just fun, but we also have the one that some people like for the older kids and adults. It's a scary, scary hayride. Thomas Laird, you know, runs that and builds that. And
well, I know he's a scary guy.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Sometimes I can't believe how scary it is, but we just want to make sure people know that it is a haunted hayride. It's Old Scream Road. It's meant for, you know, some of the older kids who are, you know, into that type of thing. But we do have two distinct alternatives for hayrides at this event. And the not-so-haunted has just been a great thing. My wife, who doesn't like haunted hayrides, likes the not-so-haunted and takes our kids on it. So,
well, I'll have to say, the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department has had years of practice in getting to the point where they are, because you have had, in the past, and I've gone through these, some of the scariest haunted things. You had some in some old stores on the square one year. Then you went over to the Cox Gym, I think
Cox
it was.
Cox Gym, mm-hmm. We've done Cannonsburg.
That was really scary.
I've heard great stories about how scary these things have really been in the past.
So you put them in a dark park in a wooded area.
Yes.
Got to be even scarier.
You know, it's really scary. I'm up there trying to scare people. It's hard to scare people when you're scared yourself, I'll tell you. But one of the most terrifying things is being up there, you know, after everybody's gone and you're trying to turn stuff off. And that's scary being up there.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm definitely on Old Scream Road because I do a lot of screaming.
This is Wednesday through Saturday night for the
haunted,
very
hayride.
Scary one, yeah.
And Friday and Saturday for the not so haunted. But also on Friday and Saturday, we have the carnival, which is out there at Barfield. And you can do the carnival before or after your hayride. And that runs from 5 to 9. And they'll have games, prizes, costume contests. They'll have trick-or-treating where they can get some candy. We'll have concessions for sale. There'll be a music and a DJ and dancing, cakewalks. And then we also sell for 50 cents each tickets to play the carnival games. And with the carnival games, if they don't win anything, they'll get a little goodie bag where they can get their ghost dollars to trade in for prizes. They'll also have a boutique where they can make trades with the little goodie bags or the ghost dollars, or just flat out, you know, purchase things that they want if they don't want to wait in the prize line. So there's lots to do.
Sounds like fun. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Oh.
Hello. How are you today? Yeah, we hear you.
Do you hear me?
I hear you great. Sounds like you're right here in the next room.
Okay. This is going to be an antique question I'm going to ask you, because it's been several years ago. I say it's around 60 some odd years old or older.
Okay.
They don't do it no more because they are too fast on their feet and they're too fast in the car and everything else. But do they, when I went to school, When we got out for fall break, I mean, you know, when we was at school, we went out and looked for leaves. Uh-huh. But they don't do that no more because they're too fast on their own feet.
Looking for leaves. That's interesting. It seems like everybody I know, I keep finding leaves everywhere I go and people are displaying them now. Maybe sort of a retro thing.
Yeah, they're great decorative pieces. We got lots of leaves too. It's amazing.
You do it,
absolutely. We have to keep these trails cleaned off.
You're
all the
selling
time.
Those, aren't you?
Yeah, people can take fallen leaves for free.
Okay.
It is interesting. We can find some of the biggest leaves and just some really pretty colors right now.
Oh, absolutely. Have you been over to the to one of the parks lately and taken a look at the leaves?
Yes, sir. They look nice.
Aren't they pretty?
Yes, sir, they sure are.
Well, I tell you, after Nate was telling me about the Greenway, I'm going to go check the Greenway out this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we just had our fall harvest hayride this past Friday night. We had over 200 people come and just kind of enjoy a hayride down the Greenway and roasted some s'mores, and it was a great event.
It's fun,
beautiful area.
Well, thank you for reminding us about the leaves.
Y'all have thank a you. Good day now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Take a look at the beauty of nature all around us. I mean, really, you look out the window here.
You know, fortunately, last week I spent a lot of time getting some stuff ready for a trail run at Barfield, and Rachel does a great job. She runs, Barfield Park, our backcountry area, and it's just beautiful out there right now. If people ever haven't gone back to the campground and walked around or went to the river overlook, it's just some great scenery. If they want to just take some pictures of their kids, it's just an ideal spot for it. So,
Rachel, I understand there's going to be a family campout coming up.
There is. It's going to be Saturday, November 10th, and this is a great opportunity for families to spend time together, couples. You can even come out if you're single. Doesn't matter what your family dynamics is. But we just want people to come out and enjoy the crisp fall weather and the beautiful leaves and just the scenery out there. But if you've never been to Barfield, we do have a campground. It's located about a mile in, so you do have to walk in. We can't pull our car up and open the trunk and unload everything. So that's what we like to teach at Barfield, is kind of beginning backpacking. And we make it as family-friendly and easy as possible, because a lot of times this is the first time that families are doing something like this. So we have lots of staff on hand, and we're there to help you set up your tents, get settled in. We'll even provide the food. So we have dinner and breakfast the next morning. You don't have to think about what your menu's going to be. We've got that all. And we also make the fire. So really, it's just a great time for families to be able to come out and just enjoy without a lot of the work.
Wilderness camping, where somebody else sets it up.
Exactly.
Like. Now, if you don't have a camp or a tent or anything, do you rent those?
We do. And with this family camp out, it's all included in your price. So
it's
$10 for adults, $5 for children 5 to 12, and that includes your gear and all your food. And then we're going to have great music there that night. Emily Burke and Big Mike are going to be there. They do great bluegrass and Americana music. So it's just going to be a big party back there.
Sounds like fun. And, of course, if it's a little chilly, that makes it even more fun.
It does.
And one that the kids can really remember.
That's right. We'll just make the fire a little bit bigger. But we're also going to do kids games and night hikes, owl prowls. It's going to be a great night.
Do you usually see owls and hear them and all
this? We do hear them. We've got three different types of owls at Barfield. This time of year, the great horned owl is calling, so I expect that we're going to hear him. Mm-hmm. The barred owl is always a popular one, and he kind of calls all year round. And then we've got the little screech owl. So some nights we can hear all three.
And what about other animals, deer and turkeys?
We have lots of deer. We have turkey. We have bobcats. And people don't need to be afraid of bobcats. It's a real treat if you get to see one, for sure. Sometimes you'll hear them, and that can kind of scare people. But we kind of go over what the night sounds are, and we don't want people to be scared. We want them to be aware of what's out there. And it's a real treat if you get to experience any of the wildlife.
And the bobcats are just a little bit larger than regular cats.
And a house cat,
they?
Yep. And they're super shy, super scared of us. They don't want to attack us or anything.
Okay. Somebody had said that up around the Normandy area, Coffee County in that area, that there are some mountain lions. Do any of those roam on into this area?
I don't think so. And it depends who you ask, if they're in that area or not. I think that's open for debate.
Okay. Well, I tell you, this is a beautiful park, a great opportunity to sort of test whether or not you're a camper. I mean, it's a whole lot easier to test it at $10 per adult and $5 per child. It's a lot easier than running out and buying a tent and finding you don't enjoy it.
Yeah. Right, and that's the whole purpose of what we're trying to do, is just to expose people to for them to see if they like this and want to take the next step.
Mm-hmm.
If they need to leave, if it's not for them, we can get them out super quick, get them to their car. It's just an all-around really good thing. It's a great experience for people to try it out. And then we have other people who come every year, so it's not just for the beginners.
So once you try this and you say, hey, that's for me, I like that, do you have another opportunity where groups can come into the Wilderness Station Park there at Barfield and camp out using your own tents?
We do, yeah. We can open the campground to any group that would like to camp with us. And really, that's year-round. So they would just call and schedule with us.
Okay. Now, in addition to this evening of Owl Prowl and all of this, do you have other events, especially this time of the year, where you can take hikes and have some guide tell you about what you're seeing, what you're hearing?
We do. We're really busy this time of year. We've got our senior hikes that are going on right now. They meet on Tuesdays. I think there's one this morning, actually. But Miss Ann takes them out. We usually get a good group of seniors that are out, enjoying the fall weather and the leaves and everything. We're doing lots of school groups right now. Scout groups are booking with us. We have our bird club that meets every year, so fall's a great time to go birding. A lot of them are migrating, and we can see some migratory species that are moving through.
So some pretty unusual birds for people who are into bird watching, and there are a lot of them around here.
There are.
You can really see some unique birds over there.
You can. A lot of our warblers are moving through. And then we've got our resident birds that stay here year-round. So Miss Nikki does a great job with all the different birds and kind of explains which ones are staying, which ones are going.
What about the coyotes? Do you hear them at night?
We do. Actually, we just heard them last week. I was there in the evening and heard them. And it's funny, the coyotes kind of come and go. And usually if you have a good population of coyotes, you have a low population of fox, and then vice versa. And we experience that throughout the years where the fox population will grow and the coyotes will move out. So I think the coyotes are moving back in, and we haven't seen many foxes this summer.
I would think you probably don't see too many foxes anyway. They're really bashful, aren't they?
The gray fox is super bashful. The red fox, a couple summers ago, we had a great experience with the red fox. We had a mom and her pups that had had a den right across from the Wilderness Station, and we watched them grow all summer long. The pups would come out,
neat.
And it was really cute. The red fox you can see during the daytime, so there's nothing wrong with them if they come out during the day. You know, we would get people coming in saying, I think there's something wrong with those fox because I can see them during the day. The red fox are opportunistic. They'll come out during the day or the evening.
Now, how soon do people need to make reservations for this Saturday, November the 10th event?
I would say the sooner the better. We have, I'm not sure the count, but I know we've got several people that are already signed up. So the sooner the better.
Okay. And how do they call the Wilderness Station or what?
They do. Our number is 217-3017. And prior to camping at Barfield, whether you're doing the family camp out or group camping, you do have to take a wilderness awareness workshop. It's about a half an hour workshop. It's free. And we go over the Leave No Trace principles and also how to pack your pack, since a lot of times people, this is their first time, and they do have to get all their gear back to the campground without a vehicle. So we give them tips on that, also how to set up your tent. So it's a great workshop, and we do require that prior to camping. The next one that's available is November 6th at 6 o'clock.
Okay. So circle these dates on your calendar. And if you have any questions, if you missed some of the dates, Rachel's number is 217-3017. 217-3017. We're going to check on the weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation. So many things happening with our Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department.
This is George Plaster. Join me for Sports Night, weekdays 3 to 6, right after all sports talk at 2 here on WGNS.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275.
for over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Weather Eye.
Plenty of sunshine for the forecast area today. A high in the low 80s. We'll have a light south wind. Clear skies tonight. Low of 52. Sunshine Wednesday, 82 for a high. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Currently 55.
Over the years, I've gotten to know the folks over at Bell Furniture. Perry Bell and Linda Ferris treat you fairly. You save about half price at Bell Furniture. And Bell Furniture only offers American-made furniture. I believe in that, too. So if you're looking for a bedroom set, recliners, sofas, they have it all, half price every day, at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And it's American-made.
High school sports, Blue Raider games. It's only on Rutherford County's Place to Talk. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Every once in a while, you have an opportunity to get some really beautiful land. And this area has gorgeous land, the rolling hills of Middle Tennessee. And if you head out to Coleman Hill Road, I tell you, you're going to find some beautiful, gorgeous land that's going to be auctioned this Saturday morning. Don't miss this opportunity. If you're looking for a place for that dream home, oh, you found it. Out on Coleman Hill Road. That's as you go out toward Cannon County, the rolling hills, the beautiful areas. This is gorgeous land. 2925 Coleman Hill Road. There are four tracks. One of them has 14 acres, one has 10 acres, one has 11 acres, one has 16 acres. Now think about what you could do with this land. All of them have perk sites. They all do. And they all have city water right there on the road frontage. You could use the land for that dream home. You could put your horses on it. You can do a little hunting on it. Well, you could even camp on it. You could have some fun because this is beautiful, beautiful land. Head out. 2925 Coleman Hill Road. Sims Realty is doing this. Larry Sims and David Gilliam, you know what they stand for. Guys you can trust. They stand behind what they're doing over there. They know what they're doing. And you can walk away with a dream come true. Absolute auction this Saturday, 10:30 Saturday morning, 51 acres in four tracks. 2925 Coleman Hill Road. Whatever you do, don't miss it.
This is the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters, on Rutherford County's home for MTSU sports.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS AM, FM, online.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And let's turn our calendar back to today's weekend. This weekend coming up, Harvest Days over at Cannonsburg. And this is one of those events that you definitely do not want to miss. How many of those have you had so far?
Gosh, we've had over 30 over the course of the years. I'm not sure exactly how many right now, but it's just something that people look forward to every year. And it's one of those things, it's a fun time to kind of ring in the fall season, and just it's kind of just a sign of the year, and people do it every year. But we're excited this year. We've talked a lot about how, Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation has a lot of places you can kind of go and just kind of escape. You know, you can go out to Barfield and get in the woods and go to Old Fort Park and go to our stream restoration project and just go down in the wilderness. And, Cannonsburg is one of those places right here in the middle of downtown. You can just really go and escape, and it's a a quiet place, just a different kind of scenery. It's just kind of slow paced there. It's a great place to go walk around, kind of learn about Murfreesboro history. And it just looks great right now. We've got our fall decorations up. Sheila Hodges, our program coordinator there, out there, does a great job keeping it, you know, looking good, keeping new things happening. And one of the features this year we're really glad to unveil is we've completely renovated the general store from the outside.
Oh.
All the wood's been replaced. It's been repainted. New porches. And I have to give credit to Ricky Halliburton and Craig Aradine, two of our maintenance staff, who've just spent a long time working hard and hot days trying to get that done. And it just looks absolutely great. So that's something people can look forward to seeing this year, on top of just normal, you know, buildings out there. But this Saturday, starting at, you know, 9:45 is when we really kick off this bicentennial celebration. But, you know, 10 o'clock harvest days really, you know, starts. And it's just an awesome time to come experience. You can see some crafters, but see some demonstrators. We've got just a lineup of performers. At 10 o'clock, we've got Stephanie Hargrove. She's a country music singer coming. And from 11 to 2 is Clogging. Have you ever seen Clogging
before?
I have,
absolutely.
It's an amazing thing to see. There's the talent of some of the people. 2 o'clock, we've got a performance by Hands of Time, which is a bluegrass band. And at 4 o'clock, we've got a country band called Full Steam Ahead that's performing. Throughout the day, we're doing demonstrations, like pottery demonstrations, broom making, butter turning, looming, storytelling. We have a Wild West show, which is really popular, that usually interrupts our hayride that we have going. And everything's for free, unless you want to buy something, but everything else is for free. It's just a fun day. I know it's something people look forward to coming out, parking, just walking around for a while.
And it starts at 10 o'clock?
10
Saturday.
O'clock, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And right before that, we're going to have our bicentennial kind of closing ceremony. You remember last year, I think you were there, we unveiled the newly renovated Cedar Bucket.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's been out on display for a year now and doing great. And
now, I remember you had that in the Christmas parade, too.
We did. It was huge.
Are you going to have a repeat of that? I mean, that was a big success.
That was. It was interesting. We put that up on a really tall trailer, and people really enjoyed seeing that going through the middle of town.
I reminded people again how great our Parks and Recreation Department is.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's really neat to see a big Cedar Bucket, but all the buildings out there and just in general, all the facilities that we have are in tip-top shape right now. We're doing a lot of good things, and invite people to come out and see what we're doing across the board, from our wellness activities to our athletic activities that just never stop. Just all across the board, outdoor adventure, our senior programs, our educational programs. We've just got a lot going on.
This Saturday at Cannonsburg.
Yeah. Harvest Day. Don't miss it. This Saturday.
10 to 5. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And if you're looking for something to do a few days before that, starting tomorrow, you have the really scary
Old Scream Road.
Yeah.
Starting from dark to
ready
long.
For that, Nate?
I think so.
So, what time again?
It starts at dark.
Okay.
And I think it's kind of getting dark about 6:30, quarter to 7 now. So
it's very scary.
Yeah.
And that's tomorrow through Saturday.
Tomorrow through Saturday.
And then for the less frightening, that's on Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday is the Not-So-Haunted Trail and the Carnival. And they're all out at Barfield Park.
Another area to definitely go to, and give Rachel a call and set up your time to be a part of that family cookout, which is November the 10th, a Saturday night. Boy, you all are making it fun for everybody. The Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Special thank you to all of our guests who are here today. Trina Pullum, Ron Stead, Nate Williams, Becky Johnson, Marlene Sewell, and Rachel Singer. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you have a super rest of the day. I think you had a final thought.
No, I'm just saying thank you for having us. Okay. Look forward to it. Appreciate
it. You look like you had something else. you have a great day. Tomorrow at this time, oh man, let me tell you, tomorrow, the Folklore Winter Forecast. Dwayne Trail will be with us. And he'll be looking at woolly worms, spider webs, fogs in August. What is it meaning? You'll find out tomorrow. Wanna spend the rest of